Welcome to AMD Tech Talk, your source for the latest in data center innovation and insight on AMD's latest technology breakthroughs. And now here's your host, Jim Green.
Thanks for listening today. Our guest is Ashish Ray, Vice President of Mission Critical Database Product Management at Oracle. Ashish, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jim, for having me.
It's a pleasure. Mind giving us a brief summary of your background?
Sure, Jim. As part of Oracle Database Mission Critical Product Development Organization, I lead all the product strategy, product roadmap, and overall product requirements related to all the mission critical database capabilities. And of course, that includes Oracle Exadata in its various deployment form factors, which includes public cloud, hybrid cloud, and of course, on-premises. Along with Exadata, I am also responsible for product strategy, product requirements around various other specific database capabilities, and also data protection capabilities for the Oracle database.
Excellent. Oracle's a leader across a really broad range of cloud services and application suites that enterprises really rely on. What role do Oracle database services play in your part of the business?
Sure, Jim. That's an excellent question to start off this conversation. You see, according to DB Engines, Oracle Database is the world's most popular database platform. It's trusted by organizations around the world for their transaction processing requirements, for the analytics requirements, and now, of course, as we have seen, for the AI workloads. In fact, 94% of the Fortune Global 100 companies use Oracle Database in their business. And we just released Oracle Database 23 AI, which includes a new capability for AI vector search and more than 300 additional major innovations focused on simplifying the use of AI with data, accelerating application development, and of course, running mission-critical workloads.
So those market share numbers are pretty astounding here. Why do so many organizations use and rely on Oracle Database?
There are many reasons they use it, but let's focus on a couple of them. One of them is being versatile, which has a unique developer appeal. And then, of course, all the mission-critical capabilities related to performance, availability, scalability, and security. So for the first factor, Oracle Database is the most versatile database around. We call it a converged database because it supports multiple data types. This includes relational, JSON, document processing, text, spatial, graph, analytics, and of course, now AI vector data. It lets people create virtually any type of workload supporting transaction processing, analytics, artificial intelligence, and others within one unified solution. So what this really helps, this eliminates application and data fragmentation and significantly enhances developer productivity. On the second factor, Oracle Database also provides incredible mission-critical capabilities that are the standard in leading companies around the world. This includes the ability to keep running through hardware and software failures without losing transactions or data. This includes built-in capabilities for data replication, disaster recovery, and specialized data protection techniques that enables organizations to recover databases up to the last committed transaction. You see, Jim, these are all essential attributes for any enterprise solution, especially when the cybersecurity threats are on the rise. So what really happens is with Oracle Database, these mission-critical capabilities around performance, availability, scalability, and security, what we have seen over the last several years, they are significantly manifested through Oracle Exadata platform. This is our premier platform for running Oracle Database. It's available on-premises, in Oracle's cloud, whether public cloud or hybrid cloud, and in a multi-cloud deployments, for example, through Oracle Database at Azure.
Well, that kind of flexibility and capability would seem to be a foundational requirement to get that kind of broad utilization and that kind of market share leadership. So that bit makes sense. How do AMD EPYC processors fit into the equation?
Yes, absolutely. AMD has been a terrific partner with us. AMD's fourth-gen EPYC processors power the latest generation of the Oracle Exadata database and storage servers. AMD EPYC processors are used in these Exadata offerings in the Oracle Cloud infrastructure, on-premises, and Exadata Cloud at customer hybrid cloud deployments. There are two ways to look at this. Number one, from a technical standpoint, the Exadata system software is optimized to work in tandem with the AMD EPYC processors. What does that do? That enables customers to run more scalable, high-performance workloads with less infrastructure, higher cost savings, less time. A side effect of this is by consolidating multiple workloads onto the same infrastructure, the deployment environment is simplified, thus reducing costs further. And as you know, Jim, these days, systems consolidation and reducing data center power, space, and cooling requirements is a big focus for sustainability requirements for organizations worldwide. In addition, the density and performance of the fourth generation AMD EPYC processors is 3 times greater than what we had in our previous generation Exadata systems. So customers naturally see significant savings.
That makes a lot of sense. We've seen a similar recognition in the market for a strong consolidation story. And that 3X numbers, that's the type of number that will get customers to move. So that's great to hear. Another move we've seen, of course, is a move to cloud and on-prem to cloud and back and forth. And you've talked a little bit about some of the cloud offerings that you had here. Give us shed a little bit more light about how the cloud has played out in terms of the impact on the Oracle database business.
Yes, absolutely. Over the last several years, we have seen a rapid growth in our cloud database business. This is due to several factors. Number one, Oracle database services deployed through OCI, that is Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, are the only ones that provide the same level of performance, scale, and availability and security that on-premises Oracle Exadata customers are used to. Many of these customers, with their high-performance mission-critical applications, they have transitioned to OCI, and they're using Oracle database services there, including our flagship Autonomous Database. Number two, we also offer a hybrid cloud platform called Oracle Exadata Cloud at Customer, which lets customers run these cloud services, including Autonomous Database, in their own data centers behind their firewall. As a result, they can take advantage of our highly flexible and intelligent cloud automation and economics without having to move everything to the cloud at once. Mm-hmm. Customers absolutely love these deployments in their own data centers behind the firewall. And of course, we have continued to innovate in the cloud with new capabilities. As I mentioned earlier, Oracle Database at Azure is available now, bringing in true multi-cloud capability inside a growing number of Azure cloud regions. We have just recently announced a similar multi-cloud partnership with Google Cloud. And of course, we have also announced the general availability of Oracle Database 23 AI in our cloud with more than 300 game-changing innovations, focusing on AI for data, development for data, and mission-critical for data.
It's a lot going on, but that openness is kind of part of the game, right? So you can offer it on-prem, you can offer OCI instances, you can work with Azure or Google, really what works with the customers. So having an understanding of what that means is you got to really know the customers, and Oracle's got decades-long history working with some of the biggest enterprises around the globe here. How do you see that landscape changing further? What are some of the biggest changes that the customers want to see?
Yes, that's also a very good natural question. In my capacity, Jim, I talk to major enterprise customers every day. I can tell you this, every major company today, they have been having this cloud initiative and they're executing on that. But when you look at our enterprise customers' base, from an enterprise requirement, they have specific needs. First of all, public clouds are great for some organizations, especially those who have a data center exit strategy. In addition, several levels of government clouds are needed with their unique security and compliance requirements. And that's true for just not the US, but for governments around the world. there is a growing trend to having sovereign clouds in specific regions for greater control. There are places where customers or partners want to run their own clouds and provide their own suites of services. And of course, there are multi-cloud environments with cloud services distributed across multiple providers. So what we have seen is the requirement for high availability and disaster recovery across all these disparate cloud offerings, they will only grow. Many mission-critical workloads won't move to the cloud, simply speaking, until they are proven to provide equivalent or superior capabilities to what organizations have on-premises. That's like basic IQ, right? When your business runs in the cloud, you don't want it to be down due to a localized power outage or due to some contractors cutting fiber optic cables accidentally. You need to be able to run across multiple systems and cloud regions. And this is one of the reasons that Oracle now has over 70 customer-facing cloud regions around the world. Customers absolutely love the flexibility that we offer through our cloud solutions. And finally, when you step back, Jim, I think you will continue to see the garden walls come down between clouds. So customers can use the best services in a multi-cloud environment, no matter who provides these services. We are just seeing this start to take place.
It's interesting you mentioned the walls. A lot of people perceive that there's, you know, an increasing, especially with the advent of cloud and virtualization, that there's a big wall between hardware and software, when actually they're still quite complementary. Even, you know, it's abstracted in some ways. You still can get great benefit from hardware and software working together. How do AMD and Oracle work together to make for better customer solutions?
Yes. As I mentioned previously, AMD has been our terrific technology partner. We work closely with AMD when we developed the latest generations of Exadata to make sure we could get the most out of the processors, both in database servers and storage servers. You see, Jim, the key to our great partnership is working together at a deep technology level to optimize the AMD chips, especially for Oracle database workloads. The AMD processor engineering experts, they work closely with the Oracle database engineering team so that the Oracle database workloads perform best on the latest generation of Exadata powered by AMD.
Fantastic, fantastic. Where should someone go if they want to learn more about Exadata and about some of these great innovations that you mentioned in our discussion today?
Sure, Jim. There are a couple of great places to go to learn more. One of them could be our Exadata product page, which is simply oracle.com/Exadata. This will allow you to dig into the Exadata technical deep dive, including the various deployments across on-premises, cloud, and hybrid cloud capabilities. I can also suggest the Exadata XTEM announcement video by Oracle Database EVP Juan Loiza and AMD CTO Mark Papermaster. And for that, you can visit blogs.oracle.com/database/post/Exadata-XTEM.
Very nice. And we'll make sure we'll get a link to that on our blog site as well. Ashish, this has been a great discussion. Thanks a lot for sharing your insights with us today.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
And thanks to our audience for listening as we talk tech. Until next time.
Thanks for joining AMD Tech Talk. Find out more about the technologies discussed today at www.amd.com.